الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن قال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا فأما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه وفضل ويهديهم إليه صراطا مستقيما صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders of Islam, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tackled the Yahud for their false beliefs, Allah then tackled the Nasara for their false beliefs, namely the Ahl Kitab. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the only thing that is accepted is Iman billahi ta'ala in its pure form, in its pure religion, which is Iman, A'mal, Salihat. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then repay you for your good deeds in the Akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that, O mankind, ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'akum murhanum min rabbikum. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now addressing all people. Allah is now addressing all people. Allah says that, O mankind, certainly a clear proof, Burhan means a clear proof. A clear proof has come to you from your Lord. A clear proof has come to you from your Rabb. In other words, this Burhan refers to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or it could refer to the mu'ajizat, the miracles that were performed by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this has come to you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come to you. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have revealed to you, man, we have revealed to you a clear nur, a clear light, a vivid light. In other words, it refers to this Quran that is before us. So we have revealed this to you. In other words, we have sent this to you via the medium of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, biwasitati Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our clear proof that brought the mu'ajizat, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a recipient of this Quran, which was then passed on to this ummah. So Allah says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ. Remember the Yahud, as we explained earlier, they didn't want to accept this revelation. They didn't want to believe in it. And Allah showed them in so many places how you accepted the kutub of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Why is it then difficult for you to accept that this Quran here is a kalam of Allah revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Allah says, now whoever brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever held fast onto it, onto what? Some say this refers to belief now in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some say it refers to belief now in the Quran. فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, soon Allah will admit them in to mercy from His side. In other words, this refers to Jannah, etc., and bounties. Allah will... So a person brings iman in Allah, and when he holds fast onto this iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him with His bounties and with His mercies, which refers to Jannah, etc. It's not that, of course, Allah is asking us to do amal salihat, but ultimately a person enters into Jannah by the will and the grace and desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His rahmah. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to Him, which is a straight path. So we ask, what is a straight path? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that here in this verse. It refers to iman billah and holding fast onto the Quran, or the teachings also. It is mentioned holding fast onto the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we say two things if a person sticks to, adheres to, he will never be misguided. And that is Kitab of Allah and following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah here calls it sirata mustaqima, that this is now the straight path. Everybody is looking for the straight path. Hold on to the Kitab of Allah and the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is teachings of Quran and sunnah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.